Football results from over this last weekend. We'll start at the nine-man level where Lamore Litchfield Marion absolutely dominated Richland. Final score 58-8. Through the first two games, Lamore Litchfield Marion on average is outscoring their opponent 54-8. Pretty good start to the season for the Lobos. They're 2-0. A shootout occurred at Fairmont High School when Tri-State defeated Enderlin Maple Valley in a wild one. Final score 46-44. Linton HMB opened up their nine-man season with a 54-14 victory over South Border. And to Class A we go, where the defending state champs Langdon Area Edmore Munich shut out Hatton Northwood 58-0. Oaks will welcome in Hatton Northwood this Friday. Ellendale Edgley Cullum drops to 0-2 on the season as they lost to Groton 48-16, final score there. The Kindred Vikings beat up on Northern Cass 49-6. And finally, the Lisbon Broncos, ranked fourth at the Class A level, defeats Central Cass 32-6, and actually one more score to get to as well. Bishop Ryan beats up on Carrington, final score there 42-6. Bad news, the Minnesota Twins have lost five games in a row.
Line down the left field line, and the ball is gone. A line drive, Razor got out in a hurry. Maeda can't believe it. So Jonathan Scope, his eighth home run this year, has given the Tigers a 3-2 lead.
That 3-2 lead would turn into a 3-2 victory for the Detroit Tigers, who have now won five games in a row, and they're back to 500 at 16-16. And the Minnesota Twins have dropped five in a row, and now they find themselves a couple games back of the White Sox in Cleveland. Minnesota back at it tonight. They take on the Chicago White Sox, a 7-10 first pitch, 6:30 pregame here on the Tornado. Twins trying to break that five-game losing skid. The college football season kicked off this last weekend with Central Arkansas defeating Austin Peay 24-17. Central Arkansas comes to the Fargo Dome the first weekend in October.